Chapter 7, Leaving the Body, Preview. It was true. I was dying. I was slowly but most certainly emptying out of my body. By this time, my condition had severely deteriorated. I had become incredibly weakened as the systemic infection continued to spread throughout my body. The doctors and nurses grew increasingly concerned about the impending threat of organ failure due to a seemingly unstoppable infection and a dangerously high fever. This led to the decision to surround my body with cooling packs to reduce the body's temperature, and for a time it seemed to have a positive effect and temporarily lowered the fever somewhat. At this point, the nurses seemed confident enough to leave the room for a short while. However, the high temperature soon returned and once again soared to a dangerous level. In the midst of this chaos, I suddenly heard someone walk into the room and say to my father, "We're sorry. We've done everything we can. We're not sure he's going to make it." Then the person quietly walked out of the room. I heard the words, but I could not even begin to believe them. I could not move or speak, but I remember shouting inside my head, "That's crazy. You're in the wrong room. There's no way I'm going to die. I'm too young to die." It just seemed totally impossible to me that I could actually die. It was, in fact, the most absurd thing I had ever heard in my life. Within moments after silently declaring to myself that I was not going to die, something very strange began to happen. As my fever approached 107 degrees, all the pain suddenly and completely stopped. All the intense chaos I had endured for so long just vanished in an instant. I was very thankful for that, but I was not at all certain what was really happening. Then I began to feel an odd sensation stirring in my feet. It started in my toes and began to move very slowly farther up my feet, into my ankles, and into my legs. There was a sheet covering my body from my feet to my chest, yet I could see right through it as I looked at the areas wherever the sensation was occurring. As I looked down, I saw only an empty shell in the shape of my feet, like a cicada's empty molted shell. I was captivated by this view as the process slowly continued to move up my legs and farther up into my body. Once it reached my chest, I finally realized what was happening. It was true. I was dying. I was slowly, but most certainly, emptying out of my body. Choices. In that moment, I had what would be the first of a few simple choices that occasionally presented themselves to me as my journey continued. This first choice was either to resist and fight what was happening, or to simply let go and trust that everything would be all right. I chose to surrender to the experience of what was naturally unfolding. This was an easy choice to make. I was both physically and emotionally exhausted, and I could not bear the thought of having to endure any more pain. Besides, it was a fascinating experience that now seemed to have a life of its own. Once I surrendered, I was no longer concerned with looking at the increasingly empty shell that my body was becoming. There was no fear or panic at all, just an ever-expanding sense of peace. This emptying process continued to move up past my chest, into my neck, my face, and into my head. Finally, I simply popped out of my body through a tiny spot at the very top of my head, just where it begins to curve downward at the crown, near the back of the head. Room with a view. I looked down below and saw my lifeless body lying on the bed. Although I saw it from just above, at first I didn't recognize it. I thought, "What's that?" And then I realized, "Hey, that's me. But wait, how can that be me because I'm up here looking down at that?" That was the moment when I truly understood that nobody really dies. My body was still there, but it was an empty box, a tiny box. I thought to myself, how could I possibly have been contained in such a small space like that? I was so much bigger than that. It was as if I had spent my entire life living in a tiny house, and only now, as I was suddenly evicted, did I realize this. If I had gone no farther than this, and then returned to my body, it would have been well worth the price of admission. It was worth any amount of suffering I had gone through to have this one amazing realization. Our bodies may die, but we somehow continue to exist and to experience beyond its physical boundary. Looking down into the room, I saw my father sitting quietly in a chair. I sensed that he didn't know what was happening to me at that moment. There was a perfect silence as I floated above the ceiling and the rooftop, rising farther and farther away from my body. It was like looking down on a dollhouse that had no roof. Everything kept getting smaller and smaller. As that view became less defined and more distant, I finally turned away from it and no longer felt any attachment to anything at all. It just didn't matter anymore. Soon, even the memory and any concept of the past or the future would completely disappear from my reality.